I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. There are more than 80 musicians or fellows in the New World Symphony this season, all of whom are working towards some kind of a career in the music industry. Some want to learn how to effectively bring music into the community. Some want to learn about the administrative side of things. And some just want to make music.
That's my goal, is to be a symphony musician. And New World Symphony is a great place to cultivate those goals, and just a good place to perform with other great musicians here. But it's definitely a goal of mine to be an orchestral musician.
That's first-year Devil Bass fellow Tristan Sutton. He's a Cincinnati, Ohio native who counts the Chad Mitchell Trio and other folk groups from the 1950s and 1960s as some of his big influences. Other influences include his mother, his sister, and one of his first bass teachers, the current principal bass player of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and the man who first told Tristan about the New World Symphony, Owen Lee.
When Owen first told me about the New World Symphony, he was telling me about his experience there, and to me, it's always, kind of been built up as a very magical place, and now being here as a fellow is just, frankly, he undersold it. It's more than magic. It's just a great place to be, especially now with the New World Center, and I'm definitely looking forward to working with Michael Tilson Thomas this season in this hall. This is going to be fantastic.
Tristan is a huge fan of the New World Symphony's wall casts, concerts broadcast outdoors on the wall outside the New World Center while the audience sits outside on the lawn. It's one way the New World Symphony is engaging more people in classical music.
We run on the beach here, and we've been talking to some of the locals, and people are just blown away by the looks of the hall, but they're also saying, hey, yeah, I saw one of your concerts last year, and, We sat on the lawn and enjoyed a picnic, and we love the New World Symphony, and they were telling us about their experience, and it that's just a great experience to be able to sit outside and enjoy a good concert, with good friends and good food. So I think people loved it.
Tristan started playing the bass when he was about 15, when he was physically big enough to play the instrument. Before that, he tried out the violin, the piano, and the trombone. But, he says, he knew pretty quickly that the bass was the instrument for him.
I remember the first time I ever thought about playing the double bass was when I attended a concert, a string concert that my sister was playing in, I don't know what it was, but I just remember going to the concert and enjoying it very much, but also just noticing that the double bassists that were in the orchestra at the time didn't quite know what they were doing, or they were, just kind of goofing off, and I thought, I could do that. Never looked back since.
After he realized music would be his life, Tristan quickly identified some of his favorite works. One of them is Hector Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, and the other is Dmitri Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5, a piece the New World Symphony is actually playing later this season.
The first time I heard Shostakovich I was just blown away by the fact that such music can provide such emotion, and, it was amazing that, it's such a Russian staple, but it's so universal as well, and the fact that when I was a teenager I was sitting there listening to it, being able to identify with just everything in the music, and as a bass player too, there's so much good music in there for the bass parts. It blew my mind the first time I heard it.
That was Tristan Sutton, a first-year Devil Bass Fellow with the New World Symphony. And I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.